Just like when we, at night, we are nashta disham. Even though we have got this eye, we cannot see. We require light. For a moment, there was no electric light. It immediately became blank. That is our position. We are very much proud of our eyes. We see, we say, can you show me God? There are so many questions. But what is your eyes? Your eyes, if there is no light, electricity, you cannot see. And you want to see God with these eyes, these imperfect eyes. But they say, can you show me God? The answer is, can you see God? You have to make the eyes. Nashta disham. Our eyes, our senses are so imperfect. It is not possible to understand Krishna. Adha Krishna Namadi, Namaved Grayam Indriya. So you have to rectify your faulty senses, eyes, hands, everything. Then you can understand Krishna. That is stated here. Kalo Nashta Disham. In this age, Kalo, this is called Kali, age of Kali, fight. World means disagreement and fight. Kalo. Kalo Nashta Disham, Esa, Puranato Dhuna Udita. This Puran, this Bhagavat Puran, is just like sunshine or sun, Odhuna Udita. So we should take advantage of this sunshine. Krishna's what is called Shabda incarnation. This Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna has many incarnations. Just like here, we worship in the deity, this is called Archa Avatar. Similarly, this Srimad Bhagavatam is sound avatar. Krishna can appear as avatar in anything because this sound means from a sky and this archa is from stone. Krishna claims bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, khang, buddhi. Khang means aka. From the akas, from the sky, there is shabda, sound vibration. That is the symptom, that existence of Akash. And this Archamurti, that is also made of stone. But Krishna, the stone, is nothing but energy of Krishna. The sound is energy of Krishna. So, as the sunshine is energy of the sun, when there is sunshine, the energy of sun, you can understand, the sun is there. Similarly, from anything, if you have got realization, you can understand Krishna. Energy. So this is, this Srimad Bhagavatam is sound vibration, incarnation of Krishna. Odhuna puna puranato dhuna udita. If we study Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, just according to the direction of the Acharya, then we can become God conscious, Krishna conscious very easily. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Not officially, but nityam, daily, regularly, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized source. Then our life is successful. Nashta prayasu avadreshu nittang bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktim bhavati naishthiki. These things I will be explained gradually. Now, it is established that after departure of Krishna, knowledge and dharma is described in the Srimad Bhagavata or Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, personally he speaks about him. And Srimad Bhagavatam, the great sage, Mahamuni, Vyasdev, is speaking about Krishna. So when this question was raised in Naimisharana by the great sages and saintly persons, the Sudha Goswami was speaking. He replied that Munayo Sadhu Pristoha. This was the answer. When the answer question, the after departure of Krishna, where we can find Dharma Gyan? That is the inquiry of human life. Athata Brahma Jigyan. This is Gyan and Dharma. So without Gyan and Dharma, knowledge and religion, that is not human society. Everyone should be inquisitive. Athata Brahma Jigyan. That is Brahma Jigyasa. Jigyasa means inquiry. Everyone should be interested to inquire about Dharma and Gyan. That is human life. Tapo Dibbam. The Bishop Dev, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this land is called Bharat Varsha. Bharat. See, his father, Rishabh Dev, instructed his 100 sons that, my dear son, this life, Nayam Deha Devu Bhajang Niloki, this body in the human society is not meant for working so hard like the dogs and hogs for sense gratification. This is not meant for. Don't waste your time in that. Simply for sense gratification to work so much hard. That is done by the dogs and hogs. Tapo Dibbam. This life is meant for understanding God, Tapo Dibbam, for which one must undergo all kinds of austerity and penance. Austerity and penance mean sacrificing our indulgence in sense gratification. Little sacrifice required. Formerly great sages, they went to forest and Himalaya to meditate. Just like Dhruva Maharaj went when 5 years old boy in order to find out God. He went to the forest and meditated. Of course he was successful. But at the present moment, it is not possible to accept such kind of austerity. But therefore, the Shastra gives us very shortcut austerity. Chant Hare Krishna. Kalau nasiva 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 nasiva. Hare nama, Hare nama, Hare nama iva kevalam. Little austerity. Little austerity, we are asking our student to chant this Hare Krishna. 16 rounds at least. This much austerity. But Kali Yuga is so strong that even this 16 round is also very difficult. So we are so much fallen. But still, although we are fallen, if we chant this mantra Hare Krishna, as recommended by the Shastras, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama iva kevalam, just like a small child, he tries to walk, sometimes falls down. Again, he tries to stand up. But we must try to come to the perfection and point by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. So, the Sudha Goswami is replying, after hearing the question, Munaya, this is plural number, all the sages, Sadhu Pristuham, your question is very, very nice. Sadhu, worshipable. Sadhu Pristuham, Munaya Sadhu Pristuham, Bhavad Bhi Lokamangalam. Your question about Krishna, that after departure of Krishna, where is now Jnana and Dharma, Dharma Jnana? Now see, simply because it is related with Krishna, Sudha Goswami becomes so engulfed that your question is very, very nice. Sadhu Christo. Why it is nice? Because Loka Mangalam. This Krishna discussion is so nice that as soon as we begin it and so long we discuss about Krishna, it is Loka Mangalam. The whole period is auspicious. At that time, Jamaraj cannot touch you. The death, the time, the influence of time cannot touch you. If we go on in Krishna consciousness, then the influence of time cannot touch you. How influence of time has touched us? We are eternal, but we have been under the clutches of birth and death. This is the influence of time. Not that time is changing, but the influence of time is changing. I am getting this body, another body, another body. This is influence of time. So, if you are constantly in Krishna consciousness, 24 hours, this influence of time cannot touch us. This is the secret. So, we recommend therefore our Krishna consciousness movement that in whichever position you may be, it doesn't matter. Please try to chant this holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you.